I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. And joining us right now, a couple of guys that are just really, really great and are hanging out here at the Red Eye Radio booth. Waterloo Revival, Cody and George. Guys, welcome to the program. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having us. Really excited to be here.
Yeah, you know, it's really great to have you. George, welcome. Been following you guys online. It's really great. We're going to talk about your new single in just a moment. But, you know, there's something, I guess, it kind of happens to every artist, and you guys have been out there, you know, for a while, so you're gaining that experience. You know, there's a lot of media buzz on you guys about something that happened in Fort Wayne. How do you recover from something like that? You know, every artist goes through.
Buzz.
You know, it's yeah, it's just, well, you know, everybody, every once in a while, you know, an artist just has one of those performances that just doesn't click. It's not.
You guys, a little backstory. He's referencing our amazing label. I was wondering why.
The great Fort Wayne incident.
Yeah.
It's one for the history books.
Yes. Oh, that's great. Guys, all right. Let's talk about, and now let's bring it up to today. Let's talk about Waterloo Revival. What is the driving inspiration, George? What are you guys wanting to convey to your fans in a live show?
I think just energy and then the music that we grew up on. So, Cody and I have known each other since sixth grade. He taught me how to play guitar.
Right.
We grew up playing music together our whole lives, and it's always been everything to us, our passion. We're from Austin, Texas, huge live music town.
Oh, so yeah.
It means the world to us, and I think that when we're out there playing music, you know, and we've talked about this, our goal is to play music that we'll be proud of for a lifetime, not just, you know, in that very moment.
Right.
And to convey that to our fans, to connect with our fans, to create, you know, an emotional connection there.
Right.
And if we can do that, we feel like we're doing something right. So.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, too, is that you guys know, Cody, that in today's age, the fans are always connected, whether you're on stage or whether you're online. I mean,
definitely.
You know, it's this instant reaction. What is that like for you guys as artists, and how does that inspire what you guys do?
Well, I mean, that's what's actually so great about being in music at this time, because it gives us so much opportunity to connect with so many fans on such a different level that really wasn't available to people, you know, 15, 20 years ago. Because,
yeah.
I mean, we got Instagram, Facebook, any sort of social media we can do. We can share little insights into our lives and just connect and actually have conversations with people
Cody's
all across the nation.
Cody's turned into a Snapchat junkie.
I'm a Snapchat
right?
junkie.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
But it's just awesome.
Well, you know, I don't know a better age for an artist, because how often do you get to get out there and really hear what your fans are thinking, see what your fans are thinking, and also, you know, send something to them in return, right?
Yeah, definitely. The coolest part is, like, so, you know, we've started touring across the country. I think we'll, you know, aside from Alaska and Hawaii,
right,
we'll have been to 48 states this year.
And Fort Wayne is out. You're not going to do that time again, ever. Yeah.
No, we love Indiana.
Yeah.
I think the coolest thing for us is, you know, we connect with fans on Twitter,
right,
on Instagram, Facebook before we go.
Yeah.
And then we meet them and meet and greets, and we've got something to talk about, you know.
Yeah.
And that's really cool for us, is to actually get to meet them online before and then connect in person at the shows and meet and greets and things like that.
Yeah. Tell us about the new single here, Cody.
So the new single we have out right now, it's called Bad For You.
Yeah.
And it's just a real fun, upbeat song. It's all about temptation.
Oh.
And a girl that has the ability to just kind of drive you crazy.
Yes.
And get you to do things you do what you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, she's bad for you. Yeah.
And it's just like a fun, upbeat song. It's got a little bit of kind of a Doobie Brothers feel to it.
Right.
But we love the writing process with the whole thing, which is, it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. What is that process like, George? What do you guys go through when you're sitting down? You know, are you looking for a certain cadence? Are you looking for a tempo? Are you looking for a certain spirit of the song, or is it all the above?
Well, the funny thing is, on this one, we went into a writing session with a couple of pro Nashville writers, and it was one of Cody and I's first sessions in Nashville. And they came in, and they were like, we've got this, you know, killer guitar part, and it was that, like, funk Doobie Brothers guitar, and Cody and I got
right
to each other, like, these guys are out of their mind. You're
right.
We can't do this song. And so we actually tried to shift it and write, like, a super slow song called Home. And
a straight-ahead song.
Yeah, working, right, like, 15 minutes on that song, we're like, man, this song sucks. Let's go back to that up-tempo groove that you guys had. And we did, and, you know, we just sparked magic. We were kind of, you know, a lot of times you'll have somebody on guitar, or you'll record something and have that looping, and you just spit out gibberish until
right
something makes sense or something
right
sounds
yeah
good.
Yeah.
And I think it just fell out of my mouth, I've got it bad for you. And the guys kind of looked up. They're like, all right, that feels right. Let's
yeah. How bad
like
you
that.
Have it?
Yeah, right, how bad do you have it?
Right. You guys just shot a video for it?
Oh, we did. Yeah. That was a fun one to shoot, too.
Yeah, what was that like?
It was a crazy day. So it was our first, like, big budget, legitimate music video shoot.
Right.
And if you haven't seen it, I recommend everyone go check it out. It's on YouTube. But
it's very tempting.
It's the entire premise of it, we kind of tied into the temptation sort of thing, and it's about us. Our truck stalls outside of a fruit stand, and it's supposed to be fruit from, like, the Garden of Eden.
Right.
And of course, it's, you know, three amazingly beautiful
just your
girls.
Everyday, yeah. Right. You break down, and there's three supermodels working a fruit stand. It was a pretty fun music video. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
So we spent the day getting fed fruit by these models, and then we got to drive around in this awesome 68.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Oh, they're showing me a picture here of the models. Yes.
Being
beautiful. Beautiful.
I like the casting choice.
Very good casting. That was very smart casting on their part.
It was tough. Our management actually sent us over pictures. They're like, which ones do you guys want to choose? We're like, we're out on this. You guys choose it. We don't need any trouble.
Yeah, we're pretty
with
much
that.
Good like, with all the above. Yeah. Right, yeah. What's the culture shift like going from Austin, Texas, which if you've never experienced Austin, the only thing we can say is it's Austin.
Yeah.
So you go from that culture and now, you know, you go to Nashville. There's a lot of similarities there in the fact that the, you know, a lot of the culture surrounds or basically is based in music and based in and artists that are out there really, really working hard. What did you guys notice first off?
Austin was great for us because the live music scene was insane. You can find like any genre of music anywhere, and it's really collaborative.
Right.
Which I think Nashville has the same thing, which is one thing that made us kind of feel comfortable is like everybody loves to write together, share ideas, and everything like that. The cool part about Nashville is there's a ton of industry there, the record labels, the management, the attorneys, that can kind of help you launch and break.
Okay.
All there, basically.
Yeah.
And so moving to Nashville was how we really got things off the ground, because then you've got a team of people around you that have done this before and know how to kind of launch it. And so it was, I mean, really it's moving from one amazing music town to the other, so we were pretty happy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it helps a lot that they both have awesome people and amazing food. And,
right, yeah. And so you're kind of, it's kind of hometown. One of you went to UNT, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
You did, yeah, okay. So you know the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
I do. I spent some time in Addison, Plano, and Denton, definitely.
Yeah, so in terms of touring, what do you learn when you get on the road and you kind of get out of that, you know, home zone or out of the Nashville zone and you get there on the road? What do you learn about those fans and the music scene there?
You know, being out there on the road, it's crazy because you actually start to find similarities just between, like, it's a different place and it's a city you maybe haven't been to before, but you end up, people are kind of all the same at some point in terms of especially their support for us and everything like that. But it's... You know, it's different because when we went out, I was expecting, like, oh, it's going to be a completely different city, completely different culture.
Right.
And the more you go to each different city, there's just a lot more similarities amongst all
country
these different
music
cities.
Fans,
There you go,
It's a pretty strong culture, and I think that everybody's pretty in sync, like, across the country. And
yeah,
it's true. The coolest thing for us is going to different markets that, you know, when we play a home show, we expect people to sing along there. We see our friends and family out there, and we feel that support system, but... I think the first time we went to a different state and saw, you know, a couple hundred people singing the words to our song, that was a pretty surreal experience.
Nice,
you know?
Nice. What's next, George, for you guys? What are you on to next? How long will you be on the road in 2015?
Forever.
They're extending the year just for you guys.
Yes. Yeah. So we're booked out through next year.
Wow.
So we're on the road nonstop, which is great. I mean, we love it. We were working desk jobs before this and had no intention of ever trying to make it in music. And it was always a dream, but we never had the guts to say, okay, we want to give this a real shot.
Right.
And just by dumb luck, Toby Keith's manager discovered us and was like, all right, boys, move to Nashville. And we got a record deal a week later.
Wow.
And so anytime we're like, you know, moping or having a tough day being on the road, we're like, well, we could be sitting behind a computer like we used to do all day. So we're super excited. We're working on a new record. We've got this new single that is just straight energy. Bad For You is one of our favorite songs we've ever written, so we're excited to be pushing that to radio. And the new record hopefully coming early next year.
Nice.
And we've got some runs with some bigger artists coming up. We're playing some shows with Lee Bryce along with a couple others here coming up. So it's going to be a great end of the year.
Going to be a great – well, go out and make Texas proud. guys. Come on. Not,
we'll do our best.
Not that we're not proud, but you know, just one more reason, you know, just to have you guys out there. And we appreciate you guys being here at the Great American Trucking Show and hanging out with Red Eye Radio and hanging out with the fans here at our booth as well. So thank you so much. All the best. Bad for you. Look it up. You got to see that. You must see the models in the YouTube video. Go search
we're
it on YouTube. That's right. That's right. That was totally unattached. And check it out and follow along on social media as well. Cody and George, Waterloo Revival. Check it out and call your radio stations and request Bad for You. Great tune. Great driving tune.
Thank you guys so much for the support. All the listeners, y'all are the reason we get to do this, and we never forget that.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you again
soon.
Thanks.